Blog Talk Radio. dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, let's dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
forget that you're the underdog and you got to be quite good. Yeah, yeah. Even if you're never right, they get uptight when you get too right, cause you might start thinking too much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know how it feels when you know for real that every other time, yeah, you get a raw deal. You might be moving up too fast. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If you ever love somebody of a different set, I bet the set didn't let you forget. And it just don't go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how it feels for people to stop, turn around and stare, signify limited, and low rate, low rate me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't mind. I'm the
is there an answer to the question? was a third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you put under pressure. Across 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkies go free. Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Across 110th Street, you can find it all in the street. Shooting that dope man you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. You got to be strong if you want to survive. The family on the upper side of town will catch hell without a ghetto around. In every city you'll find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Let me sing it. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, wishes won't let the junkie go free. Oh, across 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby. Across 110th Street, you can find.
All right. a bank, make some pirates walk the plank.
Oh, I must be dreaming.
Tell me that I'm dreaming.
One man likes milk, now he owns a million cows.
Can you imagine all that?
Tell me that I'm
out of control. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. As we carry a Monday version of the Blueberry Iced Tea Groove, I'm your host, Michael Lewis, and DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to be with you. The Blueberry Iced Tea Groove, proudly sponsored by BASN Newsroom. And two sneezes. Having said that, we're on today because we will be dark tomorrow out of respect. I just sneezed the hat trick for our family member, Deborah Kilby Hunley. Got my brother G with us. As soon as he gets on and I stop sneezing. Sorry about that. I think it was the Cajun spice I just put on the fish. What's up, G?
What's up, man?
Sorry, we just had to throw something together today because I decided it was a good decision to go dark. It bothers me when I have to go dark because I know when I do that, that means someone's passed. And
yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I won't say I have problems with it, but it makes me feel uncomfortable. So I thought the best thing was to carry on and do this out of respect and love for Cha-Cha. And we go dark tomorrow, and the Hump Day special will be in effect on Wednesday. What kind of feedback did you get to the gospel show?
It was quiet. That thing was quiet. I was surprised. I thought it would be big, but I got more 2 weeks ago than I got. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's not so much that. I just think gospel's gospel. You know, we're not going to have that universal appeal. Gospel is like a certain kind of wine. You know, only a certain type of folks going to indulge in it. Let's be real. Sundays, well, it's just not relegated for worship anymore.
Yeah.
And gospel has actually evolved a little bit. You know, I'm a club kid, and I can remember being in the clubs and in the morning. Sorry. In the morning sometimes at certain places, they would literally have service on the dance floor.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you would hear certain tracks like Alicia Myers, I Want to Thank You, or yeah. Jay Williams and the Urban Blues Project with a song like Testify.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that dynamic has changed. And if you remember, back in the 70s, Ebony Magazine put out an article called Can Gospel Rock? And
yeah, I remember that.
Okay, it talked about certain traditional gospel groups and then the Mighty Clouds of Joy, who were a traditional gospel group, and they did a song called The Mighty High. And it was they discotized it. It was actually a pretty good song.
The Mighty Clouds of Joy. Boy, I remember WDAJ used to play every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people still have that bugaboo with gospel and what they want to call traditional or, you know, stuff that secular. And I still don't understand what the problem is. It's good music. God gave you to give the music to everybody.
She said you can't mix the two together. I didn't question her about it, but she said you can't mix the two together. So that's what Bob Gray said.
It brings up an interesting dynamic because, okay, if God gives you the talent to make this kind of music and you were given that gift, and the music was meant to be enjoyed, why not? You know? And it's like, you know, I'm not being disrespectful of Ma, but it's like, God gave you the gift to do this stuff. Why would you think it would be a personal affront if you made some music that wasn't gospel?
Well, I wish Ma would answer your question.
I agree with you
already, but she had this plan. But I thought it'd be good because it would get younger people to get on board.
Exactly. That I would thought that it would have been more of a vehicle in which to embrace them. And, you know, like I said, if God gives you the gifts to do this, then I wouldn't think God would have a problem with it. Would you?
Okay, let's get real here, okay? Most Christians build their church as a castle.
That's true.
And not a field, right? What I mean is, folks, a castle is a closed building.
Yeah.
A castle, you let people in or out.
Mm-hmm.
An open field, anybody can come.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's where the church is. They're in the castle mode.
It's going to be something they're going to have to solve, G. But I understand exactly what you mean. Now, having said all of that, Wednesday, we're going to bring up what went on in the NFL with the Field Generals. Right now, two of them are going at it, Philadelphia and Dallas, and I'm not watching yet.
Michael, I'm going to say this.
Shit. How come?
They are picking on General Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And General Wilson and General Jackson.
Well, this
why
is true. I'm actually going to do
The NFL is calling ridiculous calls by referees.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling people about control. As a control mechanism.
Yeah, you're right. But we know the Field Generals will prevail. And as of right now, we're going to tab up after the Eagles-Cowboys game what they did for the week, compare that, and Wednesday we will have that laid out before week four.
Five wins or five losses, either way.
There you go. 5-5, either way, depending on which one wins, doesn't matter. So that will make the listings 18-12 for the Field Generals.
Oh, man, Elliot just scored Dallas 21, Philadelphia 7.
Uh-oh. I'm going to start cussing. I better put something on before Ma comes down with the soap. So, any last words before I get back to work?
Just take care of yourself. Take care of others. Be kind to each other. That's all we got to do now. Just be kind to each other.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Be kind to each other. That's always good advice. Wash your hands. Is that sounding, is that a good uh-oh?
No, you said wash your hands. I said, you're going to wear a mask. I know what's coming next.
That's right. Wear a mask and wash your ass. Instead, you sit in front of the TV. You shouldn't be sitting in front of the TV smelling like ass gravy while Lennon's in toe jam. Anyway, we'll go back to work again. We're dark tomorrow. Wednesday, the Hump Day Special, 9 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, the Stir Fry, 2 p.m., followed by Gary Norris Gray and the Greater Cove at Fort Eastern, 1 Pacific. So, that's your editorial schedule. We'll see you later. Let me get back to work. Well, I'm trying. It seems like every time I say it, oh, there we go.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey. Just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do. What to do? Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around warping you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me too. In my to me. I was taken by surprise. I remember fingers floating as you held me.
Good. Turns out to be someone to watch.
Valeu teu pique.
With you. covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love. Ribbons from her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love long ago. Traces of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love.
We'll meet down the line. It's too late for you and me. It's too late for you and I. Much too late for you to cry. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you and I. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you to cry, baby. Oh, we tried. God knows we tried. Now it's too late. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you to cry.
Thank you. Tracy died soon after a long fought civil war. Just after I wiped away his last tear, I guess he's better off than he was before. A whole lot better off than the fools he left here. To cry for Tracy, cause he was my only friend. Those kind of cars don't pass you every day. I used to cry for Tracy, cause I want to see him again. But sometimes life ain't always the way. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish life was never ending, and all good things they say never last. Springtime was always my favorite time of year, a time for lovers holding hands in the rain. Now springtime only reminds me of Tracy's tears. Always cry for love, never cry for pain. He used to say so strong, oh, not afraid to die on a bed of the dead that left me in the sun. So staring at his picture, I realized no one could cry the way my Tracy cried. Sometimes it snows in a, sometimes I feel so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending, but all good things they say never last. I often dream of heaven, and I know that Tracy's there. I know that he has found another friend. Maybe he's found the answer for the April snow. Maybe one day I'll see my Tracy again. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending, but all good things they say never last.
And all good things they say never last. Love is a love until it's past.
You say you love me. to blame. One thing is clear, you're not the same. You're not in love. No, you're not. I wanna feel you in my arms, to feel the rapture of your charms. I miss the light inside your eyes. I miss the moment of surprise. You're not the lover I once knew. You're never here when I need you. If I'm not all you thought I'd be, then let me know and set me free. It seems it's come to an end. I'm giving you all I have and more. Can't it be like it was before? You're not in love. No, you're not. You're not in love.
No. darling, tell me honestly, you're the one my heart adores. Loving you.
For tonight, remember tomorrow we go dark. Out of respect for death and the family, we will be back Wednesday 9 p.m. Eastern with the Hump Day special, and Thursday 8 o'clock with another blueberry tea iced tea groove. For everybody here at the tree, please go safe, stay safe, be safe. I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. Have a great night. Go Eagles, even if you're getting your ass whipped right now. But go Eagles anyway. Much love. Good night.